Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today is the head administrator, his name is Jeff Cooper, for the University School. It is not your average private school. We're going to share why as we progress through the interview this morning. Jeff, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And as you and I were talking before we went to air this morning, I'm getting to know you a little bit and coming to understand more about the school. So I'm excited to talk about it this morning. But before we start there, let's talk about you and how you come to be connected to the university school.
Yeah. So my wife and I and a team of three others 15 years ago moved out to Colorado Springs to start the university school. And we had been a part of a school out in California that is similar, and just feeling like the Lord was calling us to new adventure. And so we picked Colorado Springs as our place of starting and moved out here in 2006 to start the school.
Wonderful and very exciting what an adventure this is. And that is one of the things that is a very important aspect of the school itself. You're here because you want to take education to new heights, and you want to ignite in your students a passion for Jesus.
That is correct. We know that there's a lot of schools out there that do a lot of things really well, and we wanted to focus our school on really the whole child. And so not only the academics, not only the personal and community building, but also their faith and realizing that a love for Jesus is what these students need above and beyond anything else. And so we love to use education as a vehicle for that, but we desire most and foremost for these students to have a firm foundation in their faith, to love Jesus, and we feel like that's going to give them the best trajectory as they move into adulthood.
And now here you are, head administrator for the university school. Let's talk about the kind of school it is and how things are shaping up in light of COVID, for example, which has a lot of other schools in flux. And the university school is plowing steadily ahead in using an educational and learning model that you have not had to change or modify for COVID, really. It's what people describe as a hybrid of in-person and online, but there are two or three other layers to it. Why don't we start with what enrollment looks like for 2020-21 school year and the model itself?
Yeah, so we are what's called a university model. There's approximately 85 of those type schools in the nation. It originated out of Texas about 17 years ago. And the notion is that we want to bring the parent partnership back into school. So instead of sending your child to school 5 days a week, letting them do, you know, activities into the evening and then have to come home and do homework and you don't really see them until the weekend. Our model is we want parents to have an active role. We think they are the best equipped to help educate, the best equipped to help disciple their child, and they know their child the best. So the more time we can give them with their parents, we think the better. And so our students go to school on campus 3 days a week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then their teachers assign them work on Mondays and Fridays. And so it's not that they're sitting at a computer on Mondays and Fridays doing online lectures, but they're actually, you know, it's kind of like a college where you may have a Monday, Wednesday class, but you still have homework on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. And so that's kind of our model where the students learn that time management. So they're on campus 3 days a week and then they're at home working the other two.
Where exactly is the university school campus located?
So we are located in Old Colorado City, right on 27th Street. It was an old Bible college. And so we have taken over that campus. We have about six buildings for our kindergarten through high school to utilize, and lots of outdoor space, which is going to play into our COVID strategy. We want to get our students outside as much as possible for classes. And so we've got a lot of lot of property down here in Old Colorado City to make it work.
Which is, and the adventure piece of this that you mentioned is one of your five core values. I kind of want to tick through that list here in a moment. But before we go there, you mentioned something else about enrollment. It's doing, you're watching kind of a trend. You're seeing some folks not want to enroll. You're seeing new faces who do. How do you explain both?
Yeah, so I think what questions that parents are asking, and understandably so, is do I want to pay tuition to do solely remote learning? I think we all can agree that last April and May were not ideal, and it is not healthy, I don't think, for students to sit in front of a computer, you know, 6 hours a day trying to learn. And so the parents are asking the question, do I want to pay for that to take place? We are fervently praying that we will not be doing remote learning for much of the school year this coming. And then what we're seeing as well with the uptick is that people are not satisfied with necessarily the public schools take. They're not wanting to, you know, have masks on their first grader for 6 hours all day. And so we, given our small class sizes, given the lots of room that we have on campus, we're able to more socially distance students, have more space, and I think there's going to be more freedom here on our campus, and I think that's appealing to families as well.
Let's talk about the five core values, because one of those values, of course, is adventure, and that means stimulation, getting kids outside as much as you possibly can, but that's not the only thing that your curriculum is based on.
Absolutely not. So the five core values are worship, academics, missions, leadership, and adventure. Of those, we think worship is vitally important. We think that it is what all the other values are based on. Academics can be, you know, how students perform academically as a type of worship to the Lord, doing all things to His glory. And so we're trying to really mold the child in so many different areas and so many different ways. And we want them to love learning. We want them to see the academic portion, not as just filling their head with knowledge and facts, but to actually love being in school, love the idea of gaining wisdom in those. And then the missions aspect, we want students to think of others besides themselves and open their eyes to there's worlds outside of our own that people live so differently and to see the blessings that they have here in the U.S. and then how they can to help across the world and across the country. The leadership component, we teach our students that everybody leads somebody. Somebody has somebody in their sphere of influence that they are guiding and using that as a stepping stone to be able to say, you know, how am I leading people and how am I following? Am I following people that are worthy to be somebody that I want to follow? And then the adventure component, you're right. It's we believe that God made this beautiful earth to be explored. And there are things that you can't learn in a classroom that you can only learn in the wilderness. And so we want to get our students out. We want to challenge them physically, spiritually, get them into situations in which it's risk is part of the adventure, and it's not always safe. And the things that they can learn about themselves, the confidence that can be built, it's hard to find that in a classroom setting.
You're listening to the voice of Mr. Jeff Cooper, who is the head administrator of the University School. They're located in Old Colorado City. Six buildings, a very nicely spread out campus, small class sizes. The advantage there being that you can send your student there with confidence on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They are home on Monday and Friday doing other work that's been assigned during the week. But the ability to social distance and all of the other things that are happening there work very, very nicely in that setting. Our last question for you, Jeff, what is your age and grade range there at the school?
So we have programs starting for four-year-olds. We have a K-4 kind of kindergarten readiness program that meets 3 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then starting with five-year-olds in kindergarten, there's a full three-day-a-week program all the way up through seniors in high school.
Jeff, we can't thank you enough for all you do to bring that foundation, that faith-based foundation, into your curriculum and to work with the students in the way that you do, it's a nice balance of family time and schoolwork. It's that hybrid learning set up in school, in person, and remotely as well. The number to call if you have if you'd like some more information is 719-302-3751, 719-302-3751. Learn more at the website at usco.org. That's usco.org. Head Administrator of University School, Jeff Cooper, thank you once again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.